Clancy, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for having me on, Sean. This is awesome to have a chat about native bees and bee hotels.
I'm so stoked to be speaking about it too. I never thought I'd be as fascinated in bees from actually encountering your videos online. But I've been looking into it and looking at your videos. First off, what's the difference between native bees and the bees that everyone knows, like what you're saying, European bees?
Yeah, so everyone, when you think of bees, you think of the bee movie or yellow and black, orange and black,
exactly.
the European honeybee, Apis mellifera. But Australia, we actually have so many native bees. We have over 2,000 different species of native bees. And some of these are just completely nearly the opposite of European honeybees. Like some bees don't even make honey at all.
Wow.
And some don't live in a hive and will make their nest all by themselves and just be solo riders. There's Jeez. Just some really interesting native bees that people really don't know about.
And they're across Australia, right?
Yeah, right across Australia. We have, those. So just around Sydney, there's hundreds of species. There's down Tassie, the diversity is right across Australia. And there's some real hotspots around southwest Western Australia near Perth, where there's if there's heaps of species of native plants that are flowering, there's probably going to be heaps of species of native bees.
Oh, great. Clancy, you're known as the bee man. Where did your fascination for native bees come from?
Oh, I think it really came from when I got to live in some Aboriginal communities in Northeast Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory.
Yeah.
And I just learned about the cultural significance of the stingless bees. So some bees don't even have stings, and they're really important to the Yolngu people up there. And then learning about how insects are declining around the world and bees are obviously a part of this. And so some things are really worrying and not many people know they exist in the first place or that they're in trouble. So that's what really got me passionate to learn about bees and want to teach people about them as well.
Yeah, that's really awesome to hear that that's how it actually kicked off. For someone like me, I was thinking about it, native bees. I've actually never really seen them, never really acknowledged them. I've always seen, as you were saying, the European bees that you see in the movies that are kind of like the celebrity bees in the environment. Yeah. But for people like me, how can I actually get these native bees in my backyard?
Yeah, so the probably the best thing you can do is plant native wildflowers and flowering plants that are local to your area or indigenous flowers, so ones that are locally native. But you can also build bee hotels, which is that nesting habitat or the nesting material which native bees will use. So like I was saying before, a lot of bees that are native to Australia don't actually even make honey or live in hives, and they'll live in these bee hotels, which there's a few different types if you want me to get into the three different types of bee hotels.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, so the first type is by drilling holes into native hardwood, like eucalyptus and gum tree wood. And that's to try to sort of copy the natural places like the holes from wood-boring grubs and beetles in a dead tree stump that you might see. And that's one of the places the native bees will nest in and lay their eggs for the next generation. That's one type of bee hotel. Another one is to make bundles of bamboo or hollow tubes and different things like that. So in a similar fashion, that's bees that will nest in hollow tubes and bamboo and reeds and things. And then there's another one you can do for ground nesting bees, because there's a lot of species of native bees, about 70% of those 2,000, which actually nest in the ground in clay and sand.
Whoa,
so you can make bee hotels for that.
Wow, yeah. That's fascinating. How can everyday Aussies make their own DIY bee hotel for cheap?
Well, you can literally make them out of things you find laying around the house. So if you're pruning your garden, you can use those hollow stems and offcuts from your pruning, or you can use just if you see an arborist cutting down a tree, or if you collect some firewood and you can just drill some holes into that. Or you can just leave bare patches of clay and soil in your garden, or put them into containers for the ground nesting bees.
Great. You're listening to Drive this Wednesday afternoon. My guest right now is the Bee Man. He's been telling us all about native Australian bees and how the European bees are not the ones that we want in your backyard. We want the native bees. And he's also been telling us how you can make your own bee hotel in your backyard for cheap. Clancy, the thing you were saying earlier, you should be getting native plants in your backyard to bring these bees in. Is there any other methods that people can do to get these bees to come in? Can you go somewhere and pick up these bees and put them in the hotels?
Well, being from Sydney, there is nearby stingless bees, which you can actually get the hives, which people rescue sometimes from the water boxes and Telstra boxes and things. And sometimes they might be looking for a home, or you can purchase a native beehive. But with the native bees, the idea is that they're often nesting just in the natural environment. So if you can create a natural environment that they'll come, But another thing that I haven't touched on that you can do is you can reduce the use of pesticides and insecticides, herbicides, all the different chemicals and pollutants that you use in your garden. And you can also replace your lawns or concrete with, that natural habitat, those native plants. That's probably the best things you can do, yeah.
Yeah, and just quickly, I saw on your Instagram that you were speaking about the cycles of, you know, winter, autumn, spring and summer, how here in Australia and across the country in Australia, we actually don't really follow these cycles. It's just kind of a Western thing. And that in different places where you actually are from, there's the traditional cycles. So for a place like Sydney, how do people actually see these cycles and make their gardens a bit more environmentally friendly that also kind of follow the cycles in that sort of ecosystem way?
Yeah,
it's a bit of an open-ended question.
Yeah, no, I love it. And that's one of the things I find just so mind-blowing about the connection that Indigenous people have to country and to their local surrounding environment, and how we run off the seasons that are defined by what day of the year it is. You know, it was the 1st of June and then becomes winter. Like, or autumn, you know, it's just like a calendar thing. And we associate autumn with the leaves falling from deciduous trees, but 99% of the deciduous trees we have in Australia are not native. We have very few that lose their leaves. We have lots of evergreen trees. So the things we should be basing our seasons on is what we see around us. And that's one thing that Indigenous people do really well. They look at what's flowering at what time of year, or when the birds are nesting, or when they're seeing, you know, eels swim out to the ocean. What are these different indicators that happen? And I really recommend people in Sydney to look up their local Indigenous knowledge and knowledge of the seasons would be really awesome for you, knowing sort of to look out.
Yeah, definitely do it. You are listening to Drive this Wednesday afternoon. My guest was Clancy, also known as the B-Man. Listen to him. Get onto the internet. Look up your local Indigenous sites and see what season we actually are in. And, you know, start making bee hotels in your backyard and bring in the native bees. Get rid of your concrete. Rip it all up. I don't care what you're doing. And plant some native species there. Clancy, thanks so much for joining us this Wednesday, Arvo.
No worries, Sean. Thanks for having me on.